A World of Nonsense. The opening title card to this essay has a quotation from Matthew 5:37. Quote, "Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." In this realm of universal frauds, it's no surprise to determine that the narratives that are relied upon by the liars are, factually, the very definition of nonsense. Quote, "Nonsense, noun, 1, spoken or written words that have no meaning or make no sense. He was talking absolute nonsense. As exclamation, used to show strong disagreement. Nonsense, no one can do that. As modifier, denoting verse or other writing intended to be amusing by virtue of its absurd or whimsical language. Nonsense poetry. 2. Foolish or unacceptable behaviour. Put a stop to that nonsense, will you?" It is, of course, bullshit by another name. Probably the most all-consuming and pernicious fraud of recent times was the COVID 1984 narrative. Whether it is the biggest ever perpetrated against mankind is arguable, but it's certainly up there in the top 5 frauds ever perpetrated. Little wonder its narrative was laden with more holes than a string best. Such nonsense was laid plain in Lewis Carroll's Alice Through the Looking Glass, a tale which, in my experience, is like that experienced by anyone who has the misfortune to find himself in any of Her Majesty's courts. It is a Mad Hatter's Tea Party where nonsense is spouted in the deceptive form of legalese. As I continue on my journey through this world-twisted screwball existence, I find that I have little patience for anyone who cannot give me a straight answer to a simple question. Politicians and actors of all hues, scientists, solicitors, fake journalists, bankers, judges, the police, at all levels, you name them, are all seemingly incapable of calling a spade, of distinguishing between apples and oranges, and, of course, giving a definitive answer to a straight question. Each and every liar is fond of what may be called word salads, a propensity to fire off stock, cliched and meaningless platitudes and statements which only obscure and confuse the issue at hand. Empty rhetoric, in other words. On close examination, their empty rhetoric reveals them to be the liars and frauds that they undoubtedly are. The fear that was deliberately generated by the words and mass psychological manipulations of the aforementioned liars, quacks and charlatans who were behind the COVID debacle. All of it emanates from a system of lies, obfuscations and machinations that can be succinctly described as the work of the Antichrist, that which goes against the critical thinking skills inherent in Christ consciousness or one's common sense. Many critical thinkers are at a loss when it comes to explaining the levels of bovine thought that manifest in those around them and in the larger society. This may be an aspect of existence wherein such levels of retardation are manifestations of soulless individuals or tulpas, thought forms, also known as NPCs, non-playing characters, whose lives are happening in and through the matrix of control, which completely dominates their thinking and understanding of what they misperceive as reality. The Matrix, as notably depicted in the eponymous film, utilizes them as currency, as a source of energy. Alternatively, I wonder if these NPCs are analogous to the story of Pinocchio, only in reverse. They were born as infants of mankind, but over time, and via the usual corruptions of parenting, miseducation, television, fluoride, poor diet and other Ahrimanic influences, have come to be utterly dissociated from their divine essence. Whatever the reason, such individuals, and they seem to make up the majority of mankind right now, are sleepers, scripted extras in a movie that is unspooling around them as the fiat currencies of the world, most notably the petrodollar, move simultaneously into hyperinflation and stagflation. Some critical thinkers point out how the hands of the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Chinese Communist Party, the Eugenicists, the Corona House of Rothschild, the British Royal Family, NASA, etc., are all at play here, seeking all the while to shape and manipulate mankind through AI, artificial intelligence, central bank fiat currencies, Agenda 2030, and the associated ridiculous levels of propaganda. This is but a cursory extrapolation made to serve the point that the whole edifice of control is fake and fatally weak, as it is so divided by being constructed of competing factions. The right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. I have on numerous occasions laid out the view that the control of the world's finances is the one thing that holds the entire realm under its enthrall and control, and that this is wholly under the house of Rothschild. Dr. David Martin is someone who suggests that it is the life insurance policies with their mutually beneficial links to the vax industry and the eugenics movement that is behind the entire COVID-1984 PSYOP. Having watched this clip, I beg to differ, as the life insurance companies, whilst undoubtedly a significant beneficiary of mass slaughter, by whatever means, are largely owned and controlled by the banksters, the mob, by another name. In any event, and whoever they might be, those who are blinded by false notions of evolution, genetic superiority, and Ahrimanic influence, those who are scrambling to maintain their hold on the greasy pole of power, are slip-sliding towards catastrophe. The thing is, they cannot see it, for their minds are blinded by their arrogance. Mesh-like perception that prevents them from knowing the truth about their positions in life and the all-conquering divine nature of life as engineered by the Creator of all that is and could ever be, the one true God. Each of these individuals sits atop a smouldering dung heap that, in accordance with the laws of nature, will inevitably self-combust. If the reader is able to zoom out and perceive this to be the reality behind the fake power structures, he may find himself chuckling out loud at what is evidently some kind of cosmic joke. To parody, to lampoon, or simply take the piss out of all this is to lighten, to shine a torch into the dark. It is like lighting a candle in a dark room. Light is the opposite of heavy. To lighten your load means to lighten your heart, and it is to enjoy enlightenment. Hide not your light, but shine it into the darkest of regions to make the darkness vanish. Quote, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 5:15. One salient example from the thousands is that of the fakery behind those who claim to be of the cult of Freemasonry. In a volume published in 1795, John Robson, a British man who was initiated into Freemasonry, wrote about the dung heap of nonsense upon which much, if not all, of its international reach was constructed. Quote, but all the splendour and elegance that I saw could not conceal a frivolity in every part. It appeared a baseless fabric, and I could not think of engaging in an occupation which would consume much time, cost me a good deal of money, and might perhaps excite in me some of that fanaticism, or at least enthusiasm, that I saw in others and perceived to be void of any rational support. I therefore remained in the English Lodge, contented with the rank of Scotch Master, which was in a manner forced on me in a private lodge of free French Masons, but is not given in the English Lodge. End quote. That's from Proofs of a Conspiracy, John Robson, 1797. Meanwhile, to return to the snake oil salesman and their lies, could it be that the magical mRNA vials are quite easy to understand? In the event, it is proven beyond doubt that they constitute over 99% graphene oxide, then that immediately removes a lot of the bullshit surrounding the heretofore conjecture over the contents of what is blatantly a weapon for mass murder by injection. The following is a Google patent for a COVID vaccine. Notice the word salad at play throughout the attempt to explain the fake panacea. Quote, nano coronavirus recombinant vaccine taking graphene oxide as carrier. Abstract. The invention belongs to the field of nanomaterials and biomedicine and relates to a vaccine, in particular to development of 2019 nCoV coronavirus nuclear recombinant nano vaccine. The invention also comprises a preparation method of the vaccine and application of the vaccine in animal experiments. The new corona vaccine contains graphene oxide, camosine, CpG, and new coronavirus RBD, binding chromosin, CpG, and neocoronavirus RBD on the backbone of graphene oxide. The CpG coding sequence is known as SeqIdNO1. The novel coronavirus RBD refers to a novel coronavirus protein receptor binding region which can generate a higher titer specific antibody aiming at the RBD in a mouse body and provides a strong support for prevention and treatment of the novel coronavirus. End quote. In a world of nonsense, the truth is and always will be the real currency, and it's the only thing that can free mankind from the mesh of bullshit that envelops him. The liars, after all, have been at it for thousands of years. Quote, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. End quote. And that's from John 8:44. Thank you for your attention. I am still currently without a UK bank account, and I am currently homeless, although this is but a temporary situation. This means any and all donations are most helpful and truly appreciated at this time. So, if you're able, please feel free to chuck a few quid into the Rogue Mail coffers. And if you enjoy the platform known as Substack, you may wish to consider taking out a paid subscription. It's about £5 a month. Failing that, just click on the Rogue Mail coffee pot button. So, until the next time, my friends, all the very best to you and yours. And remember, fortune truly favours the brave.